All right, welcome back to Sports Central. We had known for several weeks, you know, hey, the Steelers, they just don't look right. What's happening with this team? What's happening with Ben Roethlisberger? Then they lose to the Washington football team. You're like, yeah, okay, it was bound to happen. Last night, though, poor performance offensively, 26-15 loss to the Buffalo Bills. And Buffalo is very good, by the way. Buffalo, if you have not paid attention, that's a very good football team. Mike Ostie from SteelersNow.com joins us to talk about that game, Ben Roethlisberger and the offensive problems. Just where, what do you make of what's happened to this team in the last 2 weeks, Mike, to go from 11-0 to me sitting here wondering if they're going to win one game in the playoffs?
Well, it's kind of what some of us thought and maybe some fans were scared of during the winning streak. Yes, they were winning, and winning in the National Football League is maybe the toughest league in the world to consistently win in. So you have to have some luck to win. But they were relying on some luck to win some of those games. They weren't playing well in a lot of those games. I mean, we talked about this a few weeks ago. I've talked about this on Steelers Now and on the channel and my show tons and everywhere else I've been, that going back to Denver, they didn't play well against a third-string quarterback. The Steelers actually allowed Carson Wentz, who's now been benched, and the Steelers offseason probably will be a whole conversation about if Wentz is part of the Steelers' future potentially. But Wentz's best game of the year was against Pittsburgh. They didn't play well against Dallas. They didn't play well against the Ravens. They could have lost prior to facing Washington. They just happened to not lose until that point. So maybe it's just the chickens coming to roost a little bit. I also do think that while there are no truly elite teams in the NFL this year, the Steelers weren't really the quintessential 8, 9, 10-0 type of team. They never were really a dominating team. I'm not shocked they eventually lost. I am surprised, though, that they're playing as bad as they are now playing and the way they're losing. Maybe they were overrated before, but the offense went from one of the best in the league with tons of talent to now receivers can't even catch the football, and just fundamentals are now the problem. I also do think, Corey, that's being lost in all of this. They entered the season very, very deep. Despite missing the playoffs the last 2 years, I think nationally people didn't realize how deep this team was. Their depth was incredible, but that's catching up. Yes, they've dealt with COVID and everything else, and it's kind of overshadowed the fact they're one of the most injury-riddled teams this entire season, and it's very difficult to deal with a situation as a coach when you're going to your third-string linebacker and your offensive line is on to the second and third-string guys and people that weren't a part of your training camp are getting playing time. It's a lot for a team to this point to handle. They are still a good team, 11-2, but the conversation of Super Bowl or bust, or at least AFC title game or bust, that is now gone, that I am concerned that they could not win a playoff game. Corey, I remember in 2017, I was in that press box when a Steelers team that was very good most of the year, just as talented as this one, that many people thought could win that championship, and Blake Bortles marched up and down the field, and they lost that game, one of the biggest upsets in really Steelers history, maybe even NFL postseason history. That was where the defense collapsed. This is more on the offense. It's surprising, maybe not as much as some think, but they may be coming back down to earth, but it does leave you tons of concern for moving forward with the way they're losing.
Mike Ostie from Steelers Now and Pittsburgh Sports Live. Let's talk about Ben and whether or not he can get it back. There have been moments, periods throughout Ben's career where we thought, he's 35. He's taking a beating. He had the motorcycle wreck. Who knows about his body? Blah, blah. I mean, and then 36 and 37 and now the elbow surgery. Okay, so look, this guy has had an eventful career on and off the field. We've wondered several times before if he is in the demise. Is he in the demise now, or is this just the eighth example of us talking about it and he'll bounce back?
I actually think that Ben is maybe a little annoyed by the conversation as well from some of those Zoom post games, because his response to a question that basically you just asked, a similar question, was, you know what, I guess I'm just not good anymore. And then he kind of stone-cold us, we were just staring, and we all were, there was that 30 seconds awkwardness that I'm sure you've experienced in Zooms, and then we just moved on. So Ben kind of knows this is coming. He knows that we're all going to talk about it. Whether he admits it or not, he does care what we think, Corey. know it by the way he says things. He does want attention, and it will bother him if his career ends with everybody saying that he should have retired sooner. So he also has to make the comment that if he doesn't have it anymore and he's the problem, maybe he should hang it up. He did say in the offseason and last year that if he wanted to keep playing, he wanted to go at least a couple more years, he wanted more Lombardis, plural. But he also did say he doesn't want to be playing bad. He wants to have people remember him as a Hall of Famer, not as somebody just hanging around like, you know, like Hulk Hogan will never retire from wrestling. Like, he wants to remember the good times. So I wouldn't think he's going to keep on playing if he's really, really bad. It is a conversation now. I will say that from Cooper Crook, no matter what, it's been or bust the rest of this year. He's certainly the guy the rest of this year. As I told you before, the line that you love, they've already seen what they have with a GQ model and a guy named Duck. I mean, those two are not going to lead them to the promised land this year. So anything else you can do is the offseason. For me, though, Ben was playing well at the beginning of the year, but he never was playing as great as some did think. He was more of that Chris Paul point guard that was kind of just figuring out the game. He was better than a game manager, but he was never dominating by himself, and he had tons of talent to rely on. And none of that talent is helping him out right now at all. 2 weeks ago against Washington, Corey, he had 20 incompletions. 8 of them were off drops from the wide receiver.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's not helping you out when you're 38 years old and you need help doing a dink and dunk style. The dink and dunk can work. Brady's been doing it for 20 years.
Yep.
And he got in the Super Bowl just a couple years ago. It's not like dink and dunk cannot work.
The one thing Patriots receivers really never did was drop the ball. I mean,
right.
Brady, yeah, you've got to catch those 6, 8, 10-yard crossing quick hitters, because that's what you turn into 16 and 18 right. yards after the catch.
And especially with all the talent they have. I mean, Claypool can get yards after the catch. Juju's proven that before. Deontay Johnson, back when he used to be able to catch the football, can certainly get yards after the catch. They have. He has more talent to work with than Russell Wilson, than Aaron Rodgers, than a lot of other quarterbacks who also are on elite teams this year. He has tons of talent. I do think eventually they're going to turn it around and be able to catch the football. I don't know if that means they win a title or not, but I think the receivers will be better. And clearly Tomlin will go to somebody else like James Washington if somebody's not going to catch the football. But when you're that age, you're not realistically going to be the MVP. Realistically, you're going to have to be more of a dink-and-dunk guy, and you need your weapons to help you. My biggest concern, though, is it's also an all-world coin. When somebody keeps telling you or showing you something, you eventually believe them. Big Ben, to be fair, has been telling us he can't throw the deep ball for a year. He continuously has been saying, I'm concerned about the deep ball, I'm jokingly concerned, he laughs about it, I'm nervous when I have to throw the deep ball. He said all through training camp, we all thought he was just joking. Maybe he was letting us know. Like, he legitimately has not been able to throw the deep ball most of this year. That is an issue. He flat out missed James Washington on a deep ball in that game. That could have swung things. But there's no other option for this year, but they're going to have to figure it out with him doing more of a dink and dunk without a deep ball. And it's going to really rely on the receivers catching the football. And also, it does not help they have no running game at all, because they lose play action pass. They lose everything that an older quarterback would rely on. It's very easy for a defense to scheme against this Steelers offense that legitimately cannot run the football, even with James Conner, and flat out is not trying to run anymore.